Mark's thing with this album was to make a classic Duran album, if you like. He's quoted as saying it's going to be the follow-up to Rio that never was. And to some extent, I think we've achieved that. I mean, he took us back to even using a lot of the same instruments, the same synthesizers. We were fishing old drums out of storage and basses and stuff, just so we could kind of recapture that way of making records. Obviously, you've got somebody like Mark Ronson involved, and it kind of gives it that contemporary edge as well. And it's a really interesting piece of work, I think. And it's something we're very proud of.
John, some of your older fans might think that a collaboration with Mark Ronson will mean a completely whole new sound to Duran Duran. But from what Roger's saying, it sounds like they're going to love it.
Yes, they might be a little wary because the last album was produced by Timbaland and we were getting asked exactly the same questions. But that album definitely did not connect with the fan base, as we say, the core. I think one of the reasons that album didn't connect, something that we learned about ourselves, was that when people listen to Duran Duran, they actually do want to hear John playing bass, and they do want to hear Roger playing drums. It's not enough just to hear Simon singing over some fashionable loop. It wasn't like anybody set out to say, no, we've got to get back to the playing, back to a more natural sound. It's just that connecting with Mark, it was just the planets aligning. It was just the right thing for us to be doing at that moment.
And Mark's not the only big name on your album, is it? There's lots of other good names that you've collaborated with as well.
Well, there are several ladies in the house. Animatronic sings on this song, Safe in the Heat of the Moment, and she is fantastic. Kelly sings on a song called The Man Who Stole a Leopard, and the newsreader, Nina Hussein, she's also on two songs of the album.
How did a newsreader get involved, Roger, in your album? That sounds intriguing.
I think we just wanted a spoken part on part of the record, and we thought, who better to get than a newsreader? And she did a great job, and she's a fan as well, which
I
always
can't
helps.
Believe I missed my chance. I missed my moment.
There's always your number, darling.
Thank you very much. Very good. So, some properly cool names that you've got involved here. I want to know, though, do your kids think you're cool still? I mean, you've been around for 3 decades. Come on, I want to know.
Mike has thought it was great that we're working with Mark Ronson because he's somebody who was definitely on their radar and somebody they think is really cool. I mean, the great thing is we've been around the block a few times, as you know, and it's great to bring somebody in that's young and has that enthusiasm for the band.
He is a bit of a fan, isn't he?
He's got that.
If only our kids were like him.
Yeah.
You know, clearly we won't be asking any of our kids to produce our records.
but by choosing someone like Mark Ronson, who all of your kids know, are you also trying, as well as the kind of diehard Duran fans, to target the next generation or this generation?
I don't think it's that cynical, to be honest. I don't think we're trying to target anybody. I think we just stagger from album to album, just trying to make good music, just trying to write songs that people connect with. We're just trying to make music that brings people together.
Mm. The stats are amazing. 80 million records you've sold.
That was in the first 3 years of the career.
It's been eight.
No, not really. No, it's been 80 million for a while, actually. We always get quoted.
Yeah.
80 million, so it must be 80 million
and about
a few hundred by now. But no, it's amazing that the band has continued to put out records and continue to connect with an audience. You know, the audience has kind of gone up and down a little bit at times, but, you know, there's always been a presence there, which is great. There's not many bands that have that.
It begs the question, after 3 decades and 80 million, why? Why aren't you all cheesemakers in Wiltshire or something? Why are you still...
Well, he does live in Wiltshire.
I don't know. I guess there's still a competitive edge, still a desire. Yeah, I mean, basically, that's it. Like Roger says, we feel very fortunate that we're still in this game and we still get to do it. I mean, it's tremendously good fun because it really is one of the most fantastic... You know, I've never found anything that is as much fun as that. I think that's what keeps bringing us back. For me, that's what keeps bringing me back.
So what is next for Duran Duran? You've got this amazing album. You've got the single. What happens in 2011?
Back on the road, I think. We'll have to go out and promote this album live. So we'll probably be doing some shows early February, maybe some theatre shows or something, just to kind of get the album bedded in, get the band cooking again, and then take it to the world, I think. I mean, hopefully we'll do an arena tour of the UK, I'm hoping.
Are you all still mates? Do you all still get on after all these years?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we are. We're like brothers, to be honest. We've been through so much together. I mean, we drive each other nuts as well. You know, but I think that's only natural. I think when you have really, really close relationships, you've got to take the rough with the smooth, you know. And we're all perfectionists, but, you know, we do. We really love each other.